This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
But I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
If suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Joe Zuberdon, I got a call from a local health food store today. And, you know, we've been talking about CBD and such. They had some CBD in their store that was like so outrageously expensive. I'm like, how are you carrying this? I mean, it's not like the wealthiest area in the world. And they said, yeah, we're just letting it trickle down because it is. It's just so expensive. I told them about CV Sciences, the plus CBD oil. And she called me today. So I asked her, I said, did you ever get it in? Because I don't get out much. You know, I'm in my garden planting stuff. But she said, yeah, we brought the CV Sciences stuff in and it already sold out.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, she said, we put our second order in and we've expanded it. He said, they've got so many different options. It's amazing. And so she asked me if I'll speak to the public about CBD in January, next month sometime. January. Oh, 2 months from now or something. We'll figure it out because, you know, when it gets to the Christmas holiday season, it gets kind of crazy. People aren't focused the same way. So we're working on that as well. But it was a great confirmation. As I told him, I said, you know, you guys, get the CB Sciences stuff in, pluscbdoil.com. And those of you who can't get it locally, you can go directly there to pluscbdoil.com and enter the code RSB15, and that'll get you 15% off RSB15. And speaking of holiday treats and discounts, our friends at Better Way Health with their beta-glucan, right there, I'm holding it up for my YouTube audience. Big to-do. Every year they do the Black Friday to Cyber Monday, the entire week of Thanksgiving. They are going to have the specials for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience and beyond. So go to betterwayhealth.com and stock up on your immune modulation that week. And you'll be plugged in through the winter months to stay strong, healthy, and happy, and flu-free. That's what I said. Yes, I said it. Let's see. Anything else upcoming that I should know about? We got the SOHO event. That's SENPA. Southeast Natural Products Association, I think it's called, and I'll be speaking on silver, the science of silver, and protocols to integrate it into the health food stores. And very excited. Anytime I get to empower folks that are helping other folks, and let's face it, if you want to get well in America, it's not medical doctors that by and large are doing. In fact, they're doing the opposite. Again, there are always exceptions. Those are genuine doctors, healers that are teaching you how to heal. But for the most part, you go to the health food stores that hopefully know about whole food nutrition and really can support you on your recovery and your way back to health, much less true health and vitality maintenance. So that's why I like to support the health food stores out there. And shout out to any of y'all that actually play the Robert Scott Bell Show in store. That's brave and courageous of you, and I commend you, because a message of health, freedom, and healing liberty can only support your mission to reach out to those who are desperately in need of what you have to offer. And with that, Super D, is there any other updates and announcements I need to make?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
We're good.
Well, let's go to, I don't know if the word is hypocrisy, if it's appropriate here. There's plenty of that to go around when we talk about the, you know, moral, ethical high grounds that people claim to have, if it's the leftists or the rightists. And of course, they're all involved in very dirty and dangerous games when they have power and they believe they are not going to have any consequences for exerting that power improperly. But the American Heart Association has done some really stupid things over the years, like embraced a pharmaceutical pseudoscientific agenda of low fat, for instance, and that cholesterol is dangerous, for instance. These kinds of things have done a great disservice and actually precipitated more harm, more destruction and damage to human health than just about anything else. And there's so many of these, and I'd call them like Cheryl Atkinson calls them, astroturfers. Like, the American Heart Association gets most of its funding from what? Pharmaceutical companies that produce drugs that are prescribed by cardiologists. Or those companies that can profit off of the invasive therapy called open heart surgery, where they're starting to pull veins from your legs or extremities, turn them inside out and attach them to your heart, because they apparently don't know anything about chelation, for one, much less the other minerals we talk about here as often as we can, especially when we have not a dog on Chris Barr. We get to that. So I find it rather interesting, and I'm not applauding and celebrating because I'm not happy when someone has a heart attack, but this ought to be a lesson to everybody. It's kind of like going to a doctor who specializes in fitness and weight loss, and he's morbidly obese, right? How credible is he? Okay? Think about that as we go into the American Heart Association story. After attacking coconut oil as dangerous and pushing blood pressure drugs as the solution, the American Heart Association, its president, suffered a serious heart attack.
Whoops.
That's right. Yeah, whoops. Great moments and bad timing. I don't know if there's good timing for that ever, but John Warner suffered what doctors said was a minor heart attack. Okay, not a major one, minor. So maybe it's only a minor error in judgment. I think it's a major error in judgment. But he advised earlier this year, the AHA said, get away from coconut oil. Remember that? We covered that. I think I was a bit outraged.
They claimed that it was dangerous.
Yeah, it would be clogging your arteries, right? Coconut oil. Coconut oil clogging arteries. Not actually what happens, folks. Because they've declared war on saturated fat in the 20th century, and they can't let it go. They say butter is evil. No, it is not. It is a fat. It is a healthy fat, in fact, for those that are fat deficient, which is probably most of America that bought into the American Heart Association's lies that vegetable oils are the way to go. Vegetable oils are often too high in omega-6. They're very pro-inflammatory, and especially if you cook with them, they're subject to degradation, to break down into trans fats, which are truly a contributing factor to cardiovascular disease. Because they're pro-inflammatory. They're damaging. They're toxic. They're inflammatory. Did I say they're inflammatory? Of course I did. And that's why they want to keep you from those fats that can deal and help you reduce and cool inflammation. And that includes healthy saturated fats. And that those saturated fats from animals are not evil either. Especially, and I would say exclusively and only, when those animals are raised healthily. If they're eating GMO, non-species-specific diets, there's a problem there. If they're being fed things that contain not only GMOs, but, how about pesticides? How about herbicides? How about fungicides? How about glyphosate? How about the added antibiotics that are often found? Or artificial growth hormones, steroidal ingredients? All of these things create a situation where, yes, it's still saturated fat, but it's not healthy saturated fat any longer because of what it carries. These fat-soluble toxins, and you're going to ingest them. And they're going to be pro-inflammatory, so that even the good fats become bad fats because of what's in them. My gosh, Super Don, I feel like, how come I have to say this? The American Heart Association, don't they have enough doctors on staff to figure this thing out?
Well, they do, but you know who else they have on staff are a lot of people from the pharmaceutical industry. So what you've got here is the American Heart Association. It's been shown that they're heavily funded by Big Pharma. So why would the American Heart Association want to promote something that's going to cause people to need less pharmaceutical drugs?
Yeah, it goes against their economic imperative, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, that's where all their, where their funding comes from. So,
by the way, folks, they still claim that cholesterol is the cause of heart disease. They don't want you to have cholesterol. And I tell people all the time, I had a question off the air that we're going to have to do another show on dementia soon. And as I talk about it, 2018 is my year for going out in the world and lecturing on preventing and reversing neurological degeneration disease. I've declared that. It's going to happen. In the meantime, we'll do it on the show some more. But the idea of lowering cholesterol is a disaster, disastrous, because it's your, you know, the precursor to vital youth hormones. It is also critically important to your brain and nervous system. Cholesterol is part of the protective layer, the fatty layer, the myelin sheath and things like that, insulating the nerve cell. And of course, with demyelinization due to mercury and other things, or deficiencies in selenium, for instance, as well as the two others that meet the big triumvirate we talk about here, chromium and silicon. Silicon being very critical for brain and neurological health, but also connective tissue integrity, and that includes vascular strength, elasticity, and integrity. And so all of these things I mention here regularly on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and certainly it's not like it's totally hidden science. It's there. Chris Barr's talked about it. And yet nobody at the American Heart Association seems to be paying any even lip service to this. I remember, I'll harken back to a memory I hopefully will never forget, because I have adequate cholesterol levels in my body, and I do ingest saturated fats, including coconut oil, that when I was traveling through, I don't know, to a health conference, a medical conference, I think I had a change of planes in Dallas at the time. And so I brought my brown bag lunch, organic, from home, sat down where all the food courts are, happened to sit next to a guy. I noticed he was reading some medical papers and books on cardiology. And I said, "Oh, you're a cardiologist." He says, "Yes, yes, I am." I said, "Did you know that, you know, the science shows that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease?" He got very uncomfortable immediately. Like, "Who are you? Are you a doctor?" "Well, I happen to be a homeopath." He's like, he got even more uncomfortable. He's like trying to squirm away. "How do I squirm?" I said, "Listen, I'm not your enemy. I'm just pointing out." He said, "Well, yes, like, no, you know." So he acknowledged it begrudgingly, but of course, he's probably going to go lecture on the fact that we need to reduce cholesterol. So the point is, if you rely upon experts from these astroturf, semi-medical, quasi-medical organizations, much less the Fear and Death Administration that relies upon them for wrong-headed, dunder-headed information, you may end up like the president of the American Heart Association with a heart attack. And I don't want that for you. I want you to be as healthy and happy as you're capable of being without being duped by these astroturf organizations that are promoting drugs over essential fats, over even organic, clean, and pure saturated fats, whether they be animal or vegetable in origin, like coconut oil, for instance. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Next question. Are your kids your own? And in the future, and how far away is this, you're going to have to apply for a license to become a parent, and you're going to have to stay within that license in order to keep your children. And who gets to say what the rules are? Can you say government?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And occasionally giving them a swift kick in the aspirin because, well, they need to be woken up and we're just the radio show to do it. Folks, we got a lot of important healing topics to discuss with you tonight. Now it's going to be about parental rights, protecting the sanctity and sovereignty of children. You're hearing a lot about the abuse of not only adults but kids as well. And a lot of this happens with the knowledge of government. And some of it's instigated by government. And for some years ago, Super Don and I were doing a lot of stories about medical kidnapping. And there were some intense ones. We featured some of the people who were victims of that. And the connection between big pharma and big government and media as well, just astonishing. And Super Don spent a lot of time on it. And we were both bumming out. I mean, it was like one thing after another, Super Don.
Yes, and it was, yeah, I'm sorry. I had the microphone muted. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it was one of those things where you'd never heard of it before, right? I mean, it was just like, well, what is medical kidnapping, right? Yeah. And so we started getting into it, and it was like, wow, here's this medical kidnapping story. And it was like, wow, that's really crazy. I can't believe that that's going on. And, and then as we're talking about this story, I get a notification. Oh, here's another one. What? Mm-hmm. So you look, well, okay. Well, they, oh, wow, look at that, too. Wow, it's going to be, no, wait, here's another one. Well, hold on. There's three? How could there be three? And then it was four and five, and then it was like three or four a month, and it was one after another, and then I was getting messages and phone calls and stuff from people and parents and stuff like that. And yeah, this is a huge problem, and I don't think it's slowed down at all.
Well, no, it's not, and it's rough, and I don't know how Terry LaPointe does it, but she's writing for Health Impact News and also at medicalkidnap.com. Those of you who are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Terry does extraordinary work. There's an important article we're going to discuss about parental rights, the rights of protecting kids from government and pharma as well. Terry, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
For all of our new listeners, can you fill us in some of the gaps of knowledge and people that aren't aware of this medical kidnapping issue and the themes that run through it?
Okay. We've been around for about 3 years, a little over 3 years now, as a division of Health Impact News. There was a story a while back of Justina Pelletier, probably the most famous case of medical kidnapping in Boston. And we started, my editor started getting more of these stories in, and we started investigating these. I honestly had no idea that this was really going on the level that it is, like most people. I thought that Justina's case and a couple of others that I heard about were anomalies. I thought they were rare. This was an abuse of power. This was some kind of crazy thing that was happening. But we started investigating these stories, and people started coming out of the woodwork. And we're not just sharing stories. We don't just publish stories that people say, he said, she said. We look at the evidence. We vet the stories, and they give us the evidence that they have that is being ignored many times in court. And what medical kidnapping, what we term that, is where children are taken away by Child Protective Services for some kind of a medically related issue, whether it's wanting a second opinion, refusing to vaccinate, having a medical condition and the doctor disagrees with the diagnosis, the latest story where insurance didn't want to cover the needed treatment for a child.
Yeah, we're going to get into that story, but I'm of the opinion, based on our delving into it with you and doing more of these stories on radio and interviewing some of the parents and families that were impacted, that it's a very dangerous thing to have a child in a hospital. And I don't mean the risk to their life, even from a Hep B shot, which is bad enough, but for any number of reasons, getting a hospital birth and then having a pediatrician can put your child at risk for kidnapping. And that is no joke. This is a very, very serious issue.
Yes. It literally is a threat. As our book says, medical kidnapping, a threat to every family in America today. And that is not an exaggeration. It literally is a threat to every family. And it could happen to anybody. And most people don't believe that it's happening unless it happens to them or somebody that they are very close to and they love. Most of the time people say there's got to be more to the story. What we've discovered in our investigations, our numerous investigations, is that the more to the story is more corruption on the part of the hospital, the Child Protective Services, and the court system.
Yes, these sordid tales are being told. Thank you, Terry. Health Impact News, medicalkidnap.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We're going to talk some more for our YouTube crowd on the break. Those of you listening on GCN and around the country on our affiliates and radio, we appreciate you so very much. Also available as an archived podcast after the show, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. Come on over to robertscottbell.com if you want to see it. The video is running right there as well. More with Terry LaPointe on medical kidnapping when we come back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Boland, you're here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours today, 6 days a week, right here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Link in all the notes, thanks to Super Don, to the articles we've covered, including this one from medicalkidnap.com. Terry LaPointe has written it. Will everyone in the U.S. soon need government approval to be parents and keep their children? Surely you must jest, Terry. And sorry, I didn't mean to call you Shirley.
If these professors, these Harvard elites, Harvard and William and Mary College, these elites that are teaching in law schools, if they have their way, the government will be in every one of our houses monitoring how we're parenting our children. They really believe this crazy stuff they're teaching. And one thing I noted in the article is if this was just limited to their philosophy that they're teaching to a handful of students in their Ivy League schools, that might be one thing. But it doesn't. It's not isolated to them. They are people of influence, and their philosophy is affecting policymakers. Their mm-hmm. philosophy is affecting social workers and doctors who have the power to decide whether or not you can keep your child, and they decide whether or not to call Child Protective Services on you and have your child removed from you.
Yes, we have this Elizabeth Barthollet, who is a professor of family law at Harvard Law School. These are the people, they go to those Ivy League institutions and they end up having impact on policy within government because these higher institutions of indoctrination have wormed their way into government and you don't know where one begins and the other ends. And here's a quote from your article that you were pulling from a previous article. Barthollet's ideas are so extreme that they include requiring every family with a young child to open itself to mandatory government surveillance. Not an exaggeration, there's even a linked summary of her views that are definitive. She wasn't messing around here. And they call her Harvard's resident extremist. And she has a book out called Nobody's Children. Nobody's Children? This is what we also hear from these elitist institutions and the professors. Oh, those are not your children. How often have we heard that? The leftists say, oh, no, these are not your children. They're only your children by virtue of our willingness to allow you to keep them temporarily. I'm not kidding. This is happening.
She wrote way back in 2004, law decides who is and who is not a parent and whether and on what basis someone who is a parent is allowed to stop being one.
The reason that parent-child relationship exists is because the state confers legal parenthood on people through its paternity and maternity laws. Once again, legal is different than lawful. Once you enter your child via a hospital birth and you accept a birth certificate, you've entered them as a legal entity, an artificial creation of the state or a vessel of the state. I am not kidding. I'm not making it up. You guys, look it up, learn about it, because it's a very important aspect of how your children, your family is entrapped by virtue of, well, everybody's doing it. We asked for permission. We got a license to get married. Why? Why does the government belong in your marriage? I thought it's between you, your spouse, and God. Is that a difficult concept to understand?
I don't think it is. There's no state licensing throughout history to get married or to have a child in most cultures. This is a really communistic idea. This is about as communist and socialist of an idea that the state owns the children. The state has ultimate authority over mm-hmm. the children. That is not a concept of American freedom. I think the founding fathers would probably be turning over in their graves if they had any idea that this would be the state of things in America.
Yeah, we talked with Jonathan Ebord last hour about, you know, what we were as the colonists dealing with King George, and it's not, well, it's far exceeded what King George did to the colonists, what our government is doing to us, if we allow it to happen. Look in California, mandatory vaccinations without exemption, meeting you on the street with policemen or women, driving your child home from school if they're not up to date on vaccinations in the back of a squad car, a six-year-old. You tell me this is not happening? This is not an exaggeration, folks. You've got to read this article that Terry wrote over at medicalkidnap.com. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. This is going into this is why I always had this sinking, horrible, queasy feeling whenever I looked up at these higher institutions, like the Harvards and the Yales and the things, because they're running culture into a place where you are not the sovereign. You are not the, how would we say this, the steward of your child. You know, this is your child until they reach the age of majority. No, the state claims ownership. They just let you keep your child until they don't.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have in this article?
Go ahead.
I was just wondering what else is revealed in this article, because there are others that are quoted in this that are just terrific.
Well, this Professor James Dwyer, Michelle Malkin investigates, had interviewed him, and his views are absolutely horrifying. And he says it so calmly. He talks about his views just so calmly, like he's a rational, normal human being. And the man, I think, may be clinically insane. He says, the state needs to be the ultimate guarantor of a child's well-being. There's just no alternative to that. The reason that parent-child relationship exists is because the state confers legal parenthood on people through its paternity and maternity laws. And I say, no, sir, the reason that the parent-child relationship exists is because it is part of natural law. It is part of biology. It is written in every cell. The DNA of that biological mother and father is written in every single cell of that child. It's written in their soul, in their spirit. In the womb, the baby develops the DNA even develops in response to that parent, those parents, and the situation they're going to be born into. They respond and they understand the language of the parent.
Terry, this is also why, you know, I've spoken out with the outrage that I have in my voice over this issue before, and I'll continue to do so. I mentioned California. They've adopted or tried to, I don't know where they are in that state anymore, the UN's, you know, kind of sanctimonious statements on the rights of the child, right, through international treaty. They're ascribing rights to children that, you know, basically, again, puts them under the auspices of government, as this guy says. The state needs to be the ultimate guarantor of a child's well-being. Get out of California. If that government is not collapsible, get out if you're going to have kids, because they want your kids. And the things that they have done, including passing a law that precludes the state from holding teenagers accountable for selling their bodies for sex, for instance. I mean, it's just crazy stuff that's gone on over there. And we're not making this up. You couldn't make this up.
No, you couldn't. And in fact, Los Angeles County there has the largest Child Protective Services office in the entire nation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that.
Well, no, but it makes sense based on the way they're coming for your kids, kiddos out there. Listen in. You've got to find a different way. Go back. And I wish the religious institutions, the churches, the synagogues would start teaching this again. To stop it with the licensure. But again, these institutions have also acquiesced to their connection to creation by subjugating themselves to government rule by petitioning for a 501c3 status. This is where I also get into some very important nuances in law, where if you understand that these organizations exist at the pleasure of government, that's not a First Amendment issue. Where government shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That is now the churches and the synagogues going, all right, government, you gave us permission to exist, so we're going to play by your rules. We're going to make sure that we don't marry anybody unless they get a state license. Explain that to me.
I can't. The churches are being duped. The churches and synagogues. I was shocked to find, when in my research for this article, to find that this radical extremist communistic believing woman, this Barthelay, was invited as a main speaker at an adoption conference on biblical ethics and approaches to the orphan crisis. And this was focused on the family, one of the most conservative organizations you could think of, Christian organizations focused on the family, was the main sponsor of this event that invited her and had this woman as one of their main speakers. So you talk about the foxes in the hen house. I was stunned to see this. And I'm just on behalf of Dr. James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, they actually kicked him out. So he's not responsible for this, just a side note there. But churches are being duped.
Yes, they are. And there's a mainstreaming in our culture of these aberrant practices, if not outright turning them over to the medical church, which we've covered, and you've covered all that well. Even these abusive sexual practices and pedophilia, we've heard of stories of people trying to norm it, mainstream it somehow, that it's just a normal predilection. It's like, this is outrageous. So on so many levels, we can point out the outrage, but my focus here, and I know yours is, Terry, is also to educate to how to outmaneuver this stuff, because I think California is lost. I don't know how do you gain back the integrity within government to protect the rights of the people as opposed to run roughshod over them and turn children over to modern medicine as basically medical slaves.
I think that California could be saved if enough people would stand up and fight back. But I think that there's so many that are blind that don't realize what's going on. There's not enough people that are woken up.
Well, they're waking them up now, because the few that knew about the danger of turning your children over, you know, to that sacrament of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, the needles of vaccination, have said, no, we're not playing that game. But some of them who have the capacity to do so have left California for so-called greener pastures and more freedom. But others that can't leave for economic reasons, they're looking for doctors to help them, and now they're attacking the doctors in California to say, you can't write those exemptions. You can't be the doctor. We're going to supersede you and say, this is how you practice medicine from a legislative perspective. That's why I say it's maybe too far gone. Maybe you have some hope there. I don't know.
Pardon me.
Go ahead, Terry.
It's going through the room. I apologize.
Terry, we're about at a wrap up here, so go ahead and give me your final take on this.
This translates into real family. This isn't just philosophical. This translates into real families. There was a family that we just did a story on, the O'Donnell twins, where they were taken because of insurance company thinking that they knew better than the mom. The mom knows her children. She knows what they need.
Right.
And the doctor believes this philosophy.
Well, as you said, the insurance company wouldn't pay. They didn't have them there, and they went to try to take their children. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars.
and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I think he debuted that on TV, but I remember when that song came out. Just a great spoof. It was at the time that the Tomb of Tutankhamun was doing the tour all across America, and people were coming to see amazing artifacts and things from that. And I remember the archaeologist by the name of Carter, if I'm not mistaken, was the guy that eventually discovered it. And there was all kinds of suspicion that there were magic spells or something, you know, like, do you remember the Superdome?
The curse.
of the Tutankhamun. And he came out with this hilarious parody song. And if you watch this, I watched the Saturday Night Live clip again, and I just remember how funny Steve Martin was in terms of all of his activity and silliness that went along with the song. Who could be triggered by a song like this? I was always triggered into laughter.
Well, you know, in this day and age, you can pretty much be triggered by anything, it seems like, especially if you're a student on a campus. It seems like once kids go to get to a university campus, mm-hmm. they suddenly just lose their minds and they just go crazy for a few years. And then I'm hoping that maybe when they get out of school and they get into the real world and suddenly they realize that they don't live in a bubble, That,
I'm not thinking that they're going to recover from this that easily, because yeah. when you could get triggered by King Tut by Steve Martin, that's like a bridge too far.
Okay, so here's the deal. You know that one of the big things that's been going on lately that we've been reading about in the news mm-hmm. is this whole cultural appropriation thing, right? You know, especially yes. you hear about this during Halloween. And it used to be, you know, somebody dress up like a guy with a sombrero, or you could dress up, you know, in these
Yeah, you can't do that. You're not Mexican.
You can't do that now.
What would George Michael be today? I mean, you want to talk about cultural appropriation? This guy was, he was soulful, man. He was being played on all the radio stations that, you know, no other white guy was being played on. What would they say about him today?
You lost me on that. Because he was singing, he wasn't singing rock and roll music or something?
Yeah, no, listen, he was featured
white boy
like...
music?
Yeah, no, what I'm saying, he's a white guy from England, and he was doing the groove stuff that the black radio stations were playing.
Right.
What would happen today? Would that trigger people in saying cultural appropriation, George Michael?
No, I think music, you have a little bit more of a leeway, but in this case, you've got... Yeah. So here, look, you have to look through the lens of a social justice warrior snowflake campus doofus, okay?
I don't want to look through that lens, but what high school or college is this? What is this?
Oh, let's see. What college was this? This is Reedies. The Reedies Against Racism.
No, it's Reed College. Reed College.
Reed College.
Okay.
They're called Reedies Against Racism. And so if you look at the sketch, it's hilarious. You know, Steve Martin comes out, and he's dressed in this kind of
Ancient Egyptian garb, right? Right, yes, yeah.
And so apparently they're looking at this, and they are, believe it or not, and this is, you shake your head when you read mm-hmm. this stuff. They are saying that the song King Tut is a form of blackface. Blackface.
What?
Yes. And if you watch the video, the original, you've got, you know, the people in the background, the band and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And one guy's wearing gold makeup on his face, you know, the gold face of the saxophone
right.
dancer.
Yeah,
and they are literally saying that this is an exhibition of blackface, and they went as far as saying that, when they watched it, it was like somebody making a song just littered with the N-word everywhere.
What?
Yes.
Well, I guess then the Bangles are just right out with Walk Like an Egyptian.
Walk Like
right?
an Egyptian.
Don't even try the Bangles at this point.
Man,
I'm telling you, Super Don, these millennials and post-millennials, they're damaged. They're injured. And I think it's more than just an emotional weakness. It's
they're
a physiological
babies.
One.
They're little babies that when they get out of college with their four-year degree in basket weaving...
Yeah,
they're going to realize that the real world isn't like it is on campus.
But I also think this is vaccine injury. I also think this is nutrient deficiency. There's a lot of stuff going on there that goes beyond just the fear of King Tut by Steve Martin or the Bangles Walk Like an Egyptian. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow cranking it up for the weekend, I believe. Yes, indeed, because the power to heal and walk like an Egyptian is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.